gas line below the street at that location. Meanwhile, public works crews are completing cleanup work because of the extensive debris left behind from the three-floor structure. Shoemaker says it could be days before investigators determine a cause for the fire. The Metropolitan Building was nearly 140 years old. It was one of the oldest buildings in the downtown area. Champaign City planner T.J. Blakeman says the structure was an excellent example of Italianate, a building style popular in cities during the Victorian era. Blakeman called the building's destruction a crushing loss for the city.
It was just such a pristine example of classic American downtown architecture. It will be missed, and it's unfortunate that we didn't get to see it when in its restored fashion.
The Metropolitan Building was originally a commercial building. Blakeman says the top floors were used as a meeting place for organizations like the Masons or the Oddfellows. The building was most recently being renovated for apartments. The Champaign Central High School basketball team used to practice there in the early 1900s. President-elect Barack Obama isn't publicly waiting over the debate over who should replace him in the Senate, saying today the decision is solely the governor's. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has said he'd like to make the decision by the first of the year. Meantime, a number of possible candidates for Obama's Senate seat are speaking publicly about the post. Tasha Flournoy reports.
Illinois Veterans Affairs Director Tammy Duckworth has been mentioned as a possible replacement for Obama in the Senate. Duckworth says she'd be honored to get the job or an appointment in Obama's administration. But she says she hasn't heard from either the governor or Obama.
Listen, from the minute I put on the uniform 17 years ago, I've been proud to serve this country in any way that I can. And in a couple of days, I'll be celebrating the anniversary of my shoot down in Iraq as a helicopter pilot. And I will always be honored to serve my country.
Duckworth lost both legs in that helicopter crash and ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2006. A spokesperson for the governor confirms Duckworth is on the governor's list of candidates. He also says U.S. Representatives Jan Schakowsky, Jesse Jackson Jr., and Luis Gutierrez are being considered. Earlier today, Gutierrez said he's interested in the Senate post and plans to meet with the governor about the job next week. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
The numbers in the Illinois General Assembly didn't change much in the last week's election, but results could. Republicans called a moral victory not to lose any seats in the Senate controlled by Democrats, 37 to 22. Democrats gained three House seats and outnumber the GOP 70 to 48. But a bigger change is coming with the replacement of Senate President Emil Jones, who's resigning. There's general agreement that his successor will not walk lockstep with unpopular Governor Rod Blagojevich and will work more closely with the governor's rival, Mike Madigan, the House Speaker. That could weaken Blagojevich and any hopes he has for a third term in 2010. That's when Republicans hope to win big, cashing in on federal investigations of Blagojevich's administration. Democratic Indiana House Speaker Patrick Bauer of South Bend wants to take some time amending property tax caps into the state constitution so their impact on local government budgets can be gauged. But Senate Republicans say the caps are a top priority for 2009. The caps have been passed once and must be passed a second time to go into a statewide referendum. Bauer has suggested waiting until 2010 to consider the caps again. He shares concerns with local government and school officials that the caps could force cuts in public safety and other local services or lead to big increases in local option income taxes. It's 4:33.
WILL programs are made possible by the University of Illinois Press, celebrating 90 years of publishing excellence for scholars, students, and the citizens of Illinois and beyond, including the 1933 Chicago World's Fair by Cheryl R. Gans.
Now with a look at weather, here's Mike Sulla.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 43 on Friends Plaza, 42 degrees at Willard Airport. Clouds all across central Illinois. Light precipitation across northern Illinois and in the northwest corner of the state. It appears to be falling in the form of a little bit of light snow. And that's also the case, or at least it was at the top of the hour, at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports. Some flurries reported. The center of that storm that brought the almost four feet of snow to western South Dakota, that storm center is now in northeastern Iowa and wrapping up and pushing towards the Great Lakes. So as it moves further to the east, we will increase our chances for a little bit of light precipitation. The bulk of the precipitation will be across northern Illinois, but across central Illinois, we may see a few brief showers or maybe even a few snow flurries as we work through the overnight and early morning hours tomorrow. A cloudy sky and the chance of the brief shower or snow flurry, a low of 35 for Champaign-Urbana. Cloudy, breezy, and cool with occasional sprinkles possible tomorrow, the high 43 degrees. Chance for a shower or a few flurries tomorrow night, the low 33, then mostly cloudy on Sunday. The high temperature around 44, partly cloudy Sunday night. Low temperature back to 30 degrees, and then mostly cloudy on Monday. Still on the cool side and cool side of average, with a high temperature on Monday of 46 degrees. There may be a little bit more significant light snow across northern Illinois tonight, but little or no measurable or even accumulating snow is expected. It's 43 degrees on Friends Plaza, 42 at Willard Airport at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Experts in Mexico are trying to figure out what caused a plane crash this week that killed one of the country's most powerful men. Juan Camilo Mourinho was interior minister and a close confidant of President Felipe Calderón. He was leading President Calderón's war against the nation's drug cartels. While the government is treating the crash as an accident, many Mexicans speculate that organized crime was involved. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.